takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it.
Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up. 3 inches.
Raise 10-0. You can.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Talk show. Recorded live.
No laughing during the beginning. Oh my God. Where's Chuckles? Where's Chuck?
He's probably having as much luck as I am.
I guess. Oh my God.
Well, you're in.
Oh God, I thought this was live. See, isn't this cool? We can take phone calls. We have chat. I love it. I can't get enough of it.
Is Chuck on?
No, that's the problem.
Wait. Who's guest 7?
That's Chuck.
Why is he guest 7?
I don't know. Guest 7. I don't know. This is somebody. I don't know. Hi, guest 7. How are you? Are you Chuck? Guest 7, this is the Imaginary Radio Show. We're actually... Hi, number 7. We are... We're actually starting a talk show. Don't laugh over my explanation. We're starting a talk show on... He's laughing. Stop laughing.
Brian, Chuck is calling on the other line.
What?
I married Chuck at Steel.
Here's the situation. We are doing a talk show on Talk Shoe. Oh, Chuck's calling on the other line?
Is he 7?
Are you 7? Hang on a second. Let me talk to Chuck. Okay. And
hello. Are you guest 7? Are you on?
I hear a cat.
Okay. Anyway, so guest 7 is not Chuck. So hi, guest 7. So we have to be professional here. We are actually starting we started a podcast about a year ago called the Imaginary Radio Show, which we have on iTunes and Podbean and all that fun stuff. And can you guys use hand signals while I'm discussing stuff with guest 7?
Oh, I got hand signals, all right.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Okay, so anyway, so then we found Chuck B is on a call. Hi, Chuck.
Chucky B,
let me unmute Chuck.
Right, keep talking to guest 7.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Chuck, are you on?
Okay, yeah, I'm on.
Okay, Chuck is on, and guest 7. Okay, let's go through.
Oh, you have me back. It stays. If
yes.
You go over the other line, you can come back.
Yes, you can.
I left my headphone thing at the house as well, so I'm using the microphone on my camera.
It's not too bad, actually. So anyway, so let me talk to guest 7 for a second. Guest 7.
Talk to him. I'll get my sweatshirt.
All right. Okay.
Wait, how do we get to the chat? I forget.
You have to go on TalkShoe.
Yeah, I'm logged in.
Okay, then go to, on the top, it should say, you see where it says call ID and then a go?
No, I don't.
Okay, go to, did you sign in to TalkShoe? Guest 7,
yeah.
Hang in there. Don't hang up, please, guest 7. We need people here. Okay, so you're signed in. What does it say on your screen? Does it say browse, live now, create, my TalkShoe? Okay,
yeah,
then right next to that, it says call ID, go.
Oh, I got you. Okay. 115860.
Bingo. And then join in. Okay, can I talk to show, guest 7. Guest 7. Guest 7 is the best, actually, because he doesn't know what's going on. Okay, so we started the show about, it was in March of last year, and it's called the Imaginary Radio Show, and we have everything posted on iTunes and Podbean, and we're going to start doing a live show come this Friday, the 13th. What a lucky day to start. I know. Friday the 13th. I picked a banner day.
That's a lucky number. That's all right.
I know. It's also Larry's birthday. Yay!
Okay.
So the show is pretty much about everything and anything. And we play some music and stuff like that. So, but what I wanted to do is A, stop saying and B, I would like to just test how to host this thing, because I'm going to actually be hosting it. So, guest seven, do you have any feedback for us? Just type hello, anything. Who is guest seven? Oh, boy.
Mystery.
We have a mystery. Is guest seven? Seven of nine. I see. I don't know. Is that some sort of lost thing? I have no idea.
That's Star Trek.
I did seven, whatever. It's Star Trek. It is the nerds. Stop.
That's
right. So anyway, let me...
Chat. I'm mad.
I'm mad at who?
Why are you mad? You can't see the chat.
You got to get on the chat.
I'm trying. It won't let me. It just says receiving... good Lord. Retrieving call info.
Refresh. Try it again. Try it again.
I have.
Well, anyway,
it won't let me.
The Imagine Radio Show.
Try it on your iPad.
Yeah, go on your iPad.
No! I don't want to. I'm annoyed.
As you can see, this show is very structured, and we like to keep it quiet. Anyway,
well, it is.
It is. Normally, it's kind of structured, but basically what we do is we just, you know, goof around, have some fun, talk about anything and everything. Guest 7, if you have a comment, please type it in. Pretty please with sugar on top, because...
Oh, sure, Chrissy's not guest 7?
Who? Yeah. No, Chrissy's not guest 7. Nope. Chrissy is not
40. 7. No, isn't 40. It Chuck? Isn't Chuck guest 7?
No.
No.
Chuck is Chuck B.
So there's somebody else listening?
Yeah, we have somebody who thinks we're entirely insane that's
listening
right
now. Sure. According to this thing where it said join in, whatever, there's five participants. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't guest 7 be a participant? Is it you, maybe?
Theoretically, but there's six people. Brian M., Brian O., Chuck B., Alicia V.S. in Northern New Jersey, and Guest 7 is a chatter. Guest 7, Mr. Guest 7, Mr. Guest 7.
Are my levels okay?
What's up, Chuck?
Are my levels okay? Do I need to turn it up any or anything?
No, you're fine. You're just
spoken
you're
like
just,
a true musician.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all about
of course you have to turn it up. You're the guitarist.
I gotta turn it up to 11.
Exactly.
You're bassy. That's the only
right.
problem. I don't think you can get away with
that. But that's my voice, though.
No,
oh,
I think it's your camera, Mike.
Oh,
oh
God,
welcome,
we have another guest. We have two guests. This isn't good. Oh, I mean, it's good. Hi, guest 8. Welcome to the Imaginary Radio Show test. This is just a test.
That's why we sound weird.
That's why we sound like crazy. We're actually doing a show, our first live show, this Friday, on the Friday the 13th. And I just want to kind of figure out all the intricacies. What is it called?
Intricacies.
Yes, intricacies of this.
What did you say?
Hey, hi, guest 8. Thank you for joining us. Anywho, let me go back and discuss our history. Brian, would you like to do that?
Yes, I would.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we have a band called The Wag, and we have a website called thewagband.com. And what we decided to do was create a weekly podcast to chat about subjects, play some songs, reach out to some fans, give them an insight on what goes on in our original band behind the scenes. So we created this podcast, and it's doing pretty good. We decided, you know what, let's join it. Let's put it on TalkShoe so that people could actually interact with us better, so we can do a live podcast. And this right now, what you're hearing, is just a test of that, which I'm kind of surprised that our drummer who set this up made it a public test, but that's okay.
There's an option for a private test?
Yeah,
I don't
apparently
know.
I clicked the wrong one, but we trust me, this is good. This is see what happens when people call in?
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Okay, let me interview Guest 8. Guest 8, where are you from? I'd like to know what part of the country you are from.
Or perhaps a name instead of 8.
Or a name, yeah. Guest 8 is a little informal, as 'twere. So let's go with Guest 8. Where are you from? Where are you calling from? These will be just very basic questions. We will not. From the UK, Stephen. Hi, Stephen. How are you? We're from the States.
Stephen! Where in the UK?
Where are you in the UK? Are you ready for Wimbledon/Olympics? That's the only thing I know about the UK is that the Olympics are going to be slated to play at Wimbledon.
You know, Brian, I could do my. Would you like me to do my English accent?
No.
Oh yeah, you're really going to impress my fact. He's going to think you're really cultured.
All right, time out. No. Can we not? Guest 8 is going to walk away. Somerset, where is that? Where is Southwest UK? Okay.
Oh, we lost Guest 7.
Guest 7's out.
How far away from London? Because, you know, Americans only know where London is.
They have a clock
That's
there.
That's true. Well, most Americans.
Yeah, London. That's where they have that clock. Yeah, right?
All right. So, okay. So we have somebody from London. Wow.
300 miles. Holy moly.
England's that big? I mean, is that terrible of me to say?
Oh, Brian. Yes,
wait. Why did you say that, though?
Because he said he's 300 miles away from London. And I didn't know that.
Brian does geography.
Hey,
yeah,
Steve,
I kind of...
We know some people in England. Do you think you know
them? What? Oh, no. You're whooping.
I'm sorry. I'm just being silly because... Oh, the phone's ringing. Because everybody always says, oh, you're from Egypt. I know somebody there. Do you think you might know them? So I was just like,
that's interesting. What he just typed is interesting, to drive from the southern tip to the border.
No, he didn't say southern. He said border.
What did he say? Drive from one point to the other would take a whole day, which is interesting because, northern. Okay, he corrected himself.
No, that's true. It took me... We were in Wales, and it took us hours to get from one side to the other, or from north
to south.
Yeah,
but you were walking.
No, we weren't. We took a bus.
Living in the UK is a lot different from here, because in the UK you could say, let's go to, another country for the weekend.
Exactly.
In the U.S.
Yeah,
it's pretty hard to do that, unless
you
live right on the border.
Yeah, no, I go to Delaware. It's a lot of fun.
Delaware! Yay!
That might be true. I don't know how the airlines are set up. I guess Nate had just said that in the U.S. it is a lot more convenient to hop on a plane. I don't know how the airlines or the
England, you can take the ferry and get right across to from Dover and go to Calais in France, and it doesn't.
Yeah, but Steve doesn't live there. Steve lives all the way over there. There's no ferry.
No, but I'm saying you can get from the UK to, in this case, France, pretty quickly. Maybe not up where he lives, but he can get to Ireland quickly. He can get
to
Scandinavia.
Don't they have a tunnel with a train? Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's how
they did it when I was there.
That train has magnets. It's really cool. Am I thinking of the right thing? I think so.
I have
Steve,
magnets.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, Stephen, but if I may call you Stephen, Steve, it goes with magnets. Doesn't it go underwater?
Yes.
Well, it has to go underwater.
Channel, that's why it's called the tunnel, because there's a tunnel under the channel.
All right, shut up. All right.
Shut up.
It goes through. Okay, I saw this. This is interesting. It's very interesting. Maybe it look like go to thewegman.com. Oh, you don't have a lot of airports as you. We don't have a lot of airports. We have an every time I walk 10 feet, I can see an airport. Literally, I mean where I am right now, which is in Yonkers, New York, which is just above New York City. There's LaGuardia. There's JFK. There's Newark Airport. Never mind. I mean that's just the major airports. Never mind the little ones.
Peterborough.
All right. West Caldwell, General Eagles Channel Tunnel. Okay. So, yeah, I saw a special on this.
I told you that.
And they couldn't go very deep. They actually, because of the water pressure, but the tunnel actually, it doesn't sit on the bed because it's so deep. So what they did was they built the tunnel, and they actually had to build brackets that held it to the ground. So they dug down deep into the bottom of the sea, and they built these, I don't know what they're called. And they wrapped the wires around the tunnel so the tunnel wouldn't float up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's fascinating. But it would sit in that one position because the pressure, the water pressure wants to bring it up. And
yeah.
then these cables, but the cables had to be strong enough so they would, yeah, that.
Secure at the bottom?
No. They'd have to be strong so whales wouldn't, like big fish wouldn't hit them and break them.
Oh, God. Or break themselves, jeez.
Yeah, and then the tunnel would float to the top. It's weird. And basically what they do is they suck out the air pressure. It's not magnets. I'm an idiot. It's not magnets.
Well.
It's air pressure because they make a vacuum and then they run it through so that, like, most of the trip is – it takes whatever. Let's pretend it takes an hour. The bulk of the mileage is
yeah.
done in the middle. So it takes 15 minutes to get up to speed. Then you go into
no.
the vacuum.
No, they don't use mileage. Kilometerage.
All right, kilometerage. It takes the first 15 kilometers. And then it sucks you through. So the bulk of the hour trip, from a kilometer standpoint, the bulk of it only takes 5 minutes. But then you have to slow down. You know, you have to speed up, which takes, whatever, 30 minutes. You drive for 5 minutes, and then you pretty much run through the channel.
Okay.
And then you have to slow down. It's fascinating. Oh, they use miles.
What? I can't see the chat.
You're not on the chat. Chuck,
I know.
Steve
you said that.
From UK says we
use
miles.
Europe uses kilometers generally.
Nope. Europeans use kilometers. They still use miles in England.
Well, it is England. England's part of the UK.
But do they use feet? Is like it's not meters, right? Or I mean, it should be meters. Is it feet, Steve? Help
hey,
me
that's
out.
Where feet were invented.
I have a meters fetish. Get
you
it?
Have a meter fetish?
I know how the foot was invented.
How?
It was the length of the king's foot.
That's true.
Very good, Chuck. You win the prize.
I forget which king. I can't remember. And then they divided it into 12
the
pieces.
The one who had a 12-inch foot. That's the one.
Wow. He must have been popular with the ladies. That's
all I'm saying. Oh, yeah. I'm all about the useless facts.
Me too.
Okay, what we saw in the chat from Guest 8 is we are partway to switching to metric, so we still use miles, but for timber, et cetera, it's in meters now. We tried, I want to say it was the early 90s, might have been the late 80s, where we tried to put kilometers on the speedway here, and
yeah.
It didn't work. It lasted for a day. People were like, oh, I can do 85.
Oh, yeah. They tried to switch us over to the metric system when I was in grammar school. That did not go well.
Well, that was back in 1932, so.
It was in the 70s.
Is what it is. But, yeah, no, I remember that. I think you might be right because that's what I'm remembering. Maybe it wasn't the late 90s or late 80s. Or excuse me, early 90s or late 80s. I think it was probably the 70s. Because I remember them having the you know, miles per hour, 50 miles per hour, and then 75 kilometers per hour on highways. And it just didn't work. You know,
yeah, I don't remember that part, but.
We are stubborn. I'll give us that, and I agree with that. I think we should change to the metric system. I think
well,
that's
we've adopted the 2-liter Coke. That's about as far as it's gone.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, look
but
on
that's...
any bottle. Any bottle has it in both, usually. Like, I'm looking at a drink I have right on the table here. 16 fluorinated ounces, 473 milliliters. So,
and what exactly
wait,
are
you
drinking?
A monster, actually.
A what?
I don't know if they do they have Monster in England, in the UK.
What is
Monster
it you're
energy drinks?
Oh, Monster.
Yeah, Monster energy drinks. Do they have them over there? Well, anyway, it's 473 milliliters, so they put it on there.
We had to switch. Guest 8 says we had to switch from pounds, shillings, and pence to the new decimalization while I was at school, so it was not hard.
And now for some music from the WAG.
Another way.
Stop yelling, you're right behind me.
Yeah, I know.
We're getting some echo effect.
I would like to know why you take on, like, sports announcer, game show guy voice when you do this.
Because this is now the Brian O. Show.
Yes, I know.
All right, my God. I'm going to sign out of everything, and I'm going to try to sign back in. Because I'm really annoyed that I can't join in the chat.
Oh, okay. We mean on in the typing part?
Yeah. All right.
Steve says I sound like a pantomime. The show has gotten better, hasn't it, Steve, since our moderator, our drummer, has left?
He's coming back. He just went past me. He'll be back on in a minute.
I am back on
and
to
now,
the radio show.
There
We're
you
back
go.
To the Brian O. Show.
Of course you are.
Okay. Could we not in it? Yeah. I didn't understand. Can we not
international mumbling?
Yes. Lay blah blah blah. Interview
guest
8.
We stop calling him guest 8. His name is Steve.
Steven, I'm sorry.
Steve.
Sorry, Steve. We are interviewing guest 8. I'm Steve for the radio.
Bri.
Yes. What we know about Steve
you
is
need to slow down. You keep calling him guest 8.
I know, I'm
this,
sorry.
This would never happen on the Brian O. Show.
Brian O. Show. Yeah, the Brian O. Show sucks. Trust me, I've listened to it.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.